The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks lose 108-94 against a red-hot Utah Jazz team. Kind of a tale of two halves, man. I thought the Knicks shot out the gates very aggressive, very cohesive from the starters, from Julius, from RJ as well. And then, obviously, it was the Austin Rivers half. Austin Rivers coming in, went 10-for-10 from the field, 5-for-5 from downtown, had 25 points. And had this red hot shooting Jazz club was held to 5-for-22 from downtown, only 20% from the field. But it was, like I said, it was a tale of two halves. And in the second half, I think Tibbs went a little too long with Peyton in that rotation. I thought he should have found a way for Rivers to get back into the game earlier. And then I also thought you had that second unit of Rivers, Quickly, Noel, Kevin, Obi, they were largely ineffective in their minutes. Jazz finished the third quarter 34-22.
Yeah.
And that was, that was a tough pill to swallow for the Knicks, man. That was a tough pill to swallow. I think, you know, the Quickly thing, it presented itself tonight, and it's been presenting itself. You know, what happens when you put him in real situations against real competition, and for the second time in a row now, you've seen Conley school him. He schooled him at MSG. Tibbs took him out. He schooled him tonight, and Tibbs went back to Peyton. Even though Peyton was ineffective, I understand that. To me, the move should have been Peyton or Rivers earlier, but Quickly, you know, for the people calling for Quickly to start tonight, was kind of an example of why you see why Tibbs puts him in certain situations for him to succeed. So, all in all, look, I think I understand the rotation issues tonight, but we also got to look at this Utah Jazz team has now won 9 in a row. They've been the best team in the NBA for a reason now. Number two defense, number four offense. It's been a reason, and they came alive in that second half, man, and really shut it down.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I'm seeing the chat, and there's no denying the fact that obviously we're on the losing end of the spectrum when it comes to talent. We need more talent. We don't have enough shooters. We're short in that department. But here's the thing. You're supposed to be able to coach with what you have. And not having enough talent does not excuse the fact that you sit your hot player after the half that he just scored 25 points in. That has no bearing on whether or not you have the talent. You have a player who's having a hell of a game. You don't sit him and you let him get cold. That has nothing to do with not having adequate talent. That's just good coaching. And obviously there are some other issues. The Knicks got away, you know, in the second half away from their defensive edge. Yeah. They weren't playing defense, especially in the fourth quarter. Got out of their game, and your defense is your best offense when your offense isn't clicking. The Knicks weren't doing that, but there's a lot of other issues here, and Tibbs dropped the ball in this game. He did. I 100% believe that this game, obviously, yeah, the players went cold and things like that, but Tibbs, I'm putting this one on him. Sorry.
Yeah. And I want to say too, I know the second unit in particular had problems with defense, but I feel like the first unit, I feel like their initial defense was good, especially in the fourth. But the offensive rebounding was a huge problem. I feel like we scrambled a lot.
We gave them a lot of second opportunities.
Yeah. And they had, I think, 17. They had 17 offensive rebounds on the night. The Mitch versus Gobert matchup was something to see, too.
Gobert ate him up.
Yeah, Gobert ate him up on the boards.
On the boards and killed him.
Yeah, 19 rebounds total for Rudy Gobert. 18 and 19 is a crazy double-double. So a lot of what was going on towards the end had to do with the rotations and the
17 offensive rebounds, JLS. You know, that's second chance opportunities. And like I said earlier, when this Utah Jazz team shoots over 40 threes, they are now 9-1 on the season. And tonight they shot 48 15 of 48 from downtown. They shot 48 threes. Knicks conversely shot 27. So, you know, like I said, it's a tall order, man. It's a tall order. With this Knicks team, a lot of things got to break right. Obviously, yeah, we wanted Rivers back in there earlier to give us a spark. I was looking for Burks to have a good game. He was my guy to watch tonight. Only 9 points, 3 of 14, where he scored 18 for Portland, JLs. You needed Burks tonight still.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Once, you know, we had quickly, and we had Rivers going, giving you 25. But, you know, Burks was our guy, man. He started off in the first half, 1 for 10.
Yeah.
You think he'd bring us something on that end. He's a guy we signed in to shoot 53. And it wasn't really hitting him, so.
And now the thing is with Burks is with him taking 14 shots, I still felt like RJ had more to go. You know, very efficient night for RJ again. 7 of 11 from the field, 17 points. Mm-hmm. Seemed like he didn't get as much opportunities there in the fourth.
But it's almost like he was getting froze out.
Yeah, but that's going to come when you have Peyton, Burks, Randall, and Burks in your lineup. You know, those guys are going to dominate. Those guys are going to dominate the ball. But see, you need Burks.
Whose fault is that lineup?
I hear you, but we gotta understand right now that Peyton's not going nowhere. He's in. He's locked in. He's locked in. What are we gonna do? Tibbs said he likes where IQ is at right now, and he likes what Peyton is giving him right now. A lot of fans are different. Disagree. I disagree.
I'll give Peyton some props too because he actually played pretty good defense on Mitchell. Even though towards the end, though, like the pick and roll defense was kind of
Spider was averaging 29 points in this 8-game stretch. He finished with 9, 3-15 from the field. So and you saw the same thing when Tibbs wanted Peyton out there on Rivers and Peyton out there on Curry. He likes his defensive effort. He gives you nothing on the offensive side, but Tibbs, the defense is going to keep you out there. You know, but
they didn't even play defense when it counted.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, the pick and roll defense broke down.
On top of that, they were getting washed on the boards. There were no second or third attempts because there was nobody getting the rebounds off the glass. So, I mean, if you're going to have them out there to play defense, then play defense. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just seems like it's kind of like picking at straws. Like, yes, I understand the defensive capability of Peyton, but I don't understand how long you keep someone on the court who's out there for, what is it, like 25 minutes and scores 4 points? Like, is that
21 minutes.
Especially after you've already lost a lead. Like, where's the logic in that? Is the defense that impactful that he deserves a spot on the court over Rivers, who had the hot hand? Like, right. And yes, I understand halftime is a long break. I get it. But you let him get back in the game, warm back up, hope of recreating that magic. I don't understand why that's not even a thought process that he's having.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. Go ahead, Jails, before I get to the phones. Hurry up.
Nah, just a quick point. At the end of the fourth quarter was the first time I actually seen him sub out Peyton once they started to show zone. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen that in 20 games.
When they immediately went to the zone, he had a quick campaign. But because we needed the offense, JL, so we were down like 11, 12 points with 4 minutes left. That time is desperation time now.
I agree with you, but usually it'd be desperation time. He'd leave him in the game.
Yeah.
For the first time, he actually took him out.
Yeah,
so for
the first time he did.
So I maybe something clicked. I don't know. Hopefully he keeps that same energy next time. Once they start going zone and you see he's struggling, you go to an offensive player to see if you can finish the game out. Hopefully he goes back to that.
Let's hear it from the people tonight, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up for your squad. A lot of emotions going on in the chat tonight. Let's go. It's a tough loss, man. You wanted to see them pull out this win and go 2 for 2 on the West Coast trip, feel good about themselves. They look good in the first half, you know, up, you know, as much as a 15-point lead, but a lot of things just went wrong in that second half, man. Franco from Maryland, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, CP? Oh, this one hurts. This one's frustrating, if anything. CP, Ashley, and also Jealous, just want to say what's up to you guys. This is actually Knicks fan since birth. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, so I just had to give you guys a call. Mm-hmm. This L was frustrating. And I'm a Tibbs guy, and I love Tibbs, but he cost us this game completely. I think you guys hit it right on the money. When in regards for Rivers, he was hot the entire game. He didn't come in until the end of the third quarter, which is crazy. But this is one of my concerns. I'm not feeling the Burke in the starting lineup. I'm starting to get that Mook, Randall kind of feel all over again. Seems like RJ is completely out of the offense now. When we were, when the offense was running, RJ was facilitating.
Bullock.
Offense was going through him. He was driving in, getting Mitch involved, etc. But it seemed like when Burke gets in the game, it's pretty much Burke and Randall. It's a two-man game.
And Peyton.
It's really frustrating. RJ was working it, and next thing we know, he's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree, but I think we also have to understand that these are the issues that you're going to have with this rotation, right? It's not a perfect rotation. It's not a perfect lineup. When Bullock is in there, sometimes he's hot, Jay Ellis, and sometimes he's building the brick house. He's putting you in the construction business, along with Peyton and Mitch being a non-factor. So he goes with Burks, right? Tibbs goes with Burks. Great move. I loved it in the beginning. Burks is your hot scorer, but at the same time, he's a high-usage guy as well. A guy that likes to dribble the ball as well. Yeah, he can get you some off-ball shooting as well, but he can also be a shot creator for you, so it's a give and a take. The Portland game he was on. Tonight, not so much. And so they've got to figure out how to make sure that, you know, they keep RJ engaged in the game by giving them those touches on the secondary breaks, JLs. We saw that a lot in the Golden State game, and it worked to our favor. I didn't see them really doing that much of that in this game.
No, yeah, absolutely right. Even if you look at the minutes, the minutes can tell the story. Alec Burks, 23 minutes. 3 of 14. RJ Barrett, 40 minutes, 7 of 11.
Yep.
Like that right there, it tells a story. He played double the minutes, but they only took 11 shots, which is, and Burks shot more than him, which is interesting. So you're absolutely right about that. It is a double-edged sword. You hope that maybe you run the sets more through RJ, which I feel like they were kind of starting to do.
Yeah.
In the second half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Through RJ, have RJ play Meek, swing it to Randall, and maybe that should be the order, and then have Alec Burks be the spot-up shooter in that situation.
Right.
Maybe you should do it that way.
Yeah.
But that's up to the coach to kind of point that out until Reggie Bullock gets back, you know?
Yeah, Ash, they kind of iced your boy RJ up in the second half, man. Kind of iced him, so.
Kind of. Activated. It's not even a discussion. He was iced out. And listen, basketball is a game of runs and adjustments. And, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that's really just what it comes down to. And, you know, the hot start in the beginning was obviously an optimistic moment for us. This game looked like it was going to fall into our lap. It looked like it was within our reach, like it was something that we could easily win. When I say easily, I mean everything was clicking. Everything looked like it was just perfectly aligning for us to take this game. That 15-point lead was, you know, a godsend. And then just to watch that just slowly dwindle away and for the score to just completely reverse and double the way that it did, it was a disaster. And the adjustments and the runs are just not there.
Yeah.
And the people that should have the ball don't have the ball in their hand. The people that should be on the court, you know, aren't on the court. The people that shouldn't be on the court are on the court. It's just a lot of confusion.
It's tough.
It's tough. It is tough.
And shout out Mike's man cave in the chat. I don't have the postgame volume up, but he said Alan Hahn on the postgame show also questioned whether Rivers should have came out and started that second half. I mean, what do we have to lose at the end of the day, man? What do we have to lose, man?
I'm a firm believer in the hot hands.
I think we all are.
I'm a firm believer in the hot hand. And obviously, you know, look, halftime, you run the risk of a player either continuing the trend or losing it. That is what it is. But you take the chance knowing the half that he just came off of. Yeah. And there was a high possibility that Rivers would have still been in that momentum, still been in that mindset, that maybe he would have missed a couple of shots at the beginning. And midway through that third quarter, he would have been back when he started in the first half.
Kind of cold. Give credit to the Jazz, though, because Quinn Snyder did adjust. He started throwing he threw Ingles at him, a bigger matchup, but he also threw Conley, who's their best perimeter defender. Yep. And so give credit, because it was Clarkson that was really getting cooked out there. So second half, you know, this coaching, this good coaching and good adjustments by Quinn Snyder to put Conley and Ingles out there. Again, this Jazz defense is on the rise, is definitely surging. So, again, you know, frustrating, but you got to move on to the next one. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Gideon from Brooklyn. BK in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing?
All right. Good, good, man. What's going on?
Yeah, we sang the Salt Lake City Blues in the second half. Yeah, the interior defense, too many pick and rolls to Gobert for dunks. We didn't do a good job stopping Mike Conley in the second half, driving to the paint, getting open threes. Yang was hitting open threes. Clarkson started becoming a bit more aggressive. What's so sad is that Donovan Mitchell was terrible offensively, but he didn't have to.
Couldn't get it.
And the Knicks offense, too much 101. Rivers started off so hot, but then he went, he was cold because, you know, Phipps put him in the bench, and even Rivers took some tough shots too. Even though RJ scored a lot of, scored some points, I felt he was not impactful. Nobody really had a dominant game. If you actually watched the game from start to finish, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that, you know, our late rotations, not doing a good job clogging the paint, you know, turnovers. Alec Burks was garbage today, taking some bad shots.
Yeah.
And it sucks because we had an opportunity to sweep the Jazz for the first time since 2018, but we couldn't get it done.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But, I mean, let's keep it real. You know, that Austin Rivers game, Jay Ellis, was like, how often is that going to happen? The first one. Yeah. The first one. You know, if
even going 10 for 10 is...
Yeah. Is, he had another Austin Rivers type game.
It's ridiculous.
You know? You know, but if you go back to that first matchup, you know, the Jazz were dominating that game for the most, for the better part of three quarters. And the Knicks finally came alive late in that third, and then the fourth quarter, was, you know, Austin took over. But it's a tough team, man. This is a tough Jazz team for sure. But I agree with him that the, you know, Knicks defense fell apart at the seams. Gobert was just dominating. He was dominant. Man. He was dominant, man. They had no answers for him. So tough order, man. Tall order, man.
Yeah, that pick and roll. That pick and roll that Utah. I'm always afraid of that, man. The Mitchell Gobert pick and roll kills us every single year. And once that starts going, then it's like a domino effect. It's the easy offensive rebounds, it's the wide open threes.
Mm-hmm.
They're a really well coached team. So like, I hate that we lost. I'm pissed at Tibbs, but man, this team. I said it the other game, man. I'd be very surprised if we beat this team twice because Utah is legit.
Yeah, you know they were gunning for us.
It's also just like, I mean, it's baffling, but it's not baffling in the same breath, just how drastically different this Knicks team looked in one half versus the second half. I mean, it was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde out there. It was unbelievable. Like, I felt like I was watching two different seasons. Like, I was like, which season was the first and which season was the second? Because it was messy. Yeah,
and,
it was messy.
And I think, you know, I think what we've seen is with this team is that, you know, it's how they face adversity. Sometimes they step up to it with some mental toughness, and then other times they let the refs get them out of it. Then, like I said, Julius is starting to try. He's trying to win the game one possession at a time, and then the defense is falling apart at the seams. So, listen, you are what your record says you are, and this is it's an inconsistent team with inconsistent players. Still needs the talent to compete with the best of the best. But they've been scrappy, and I think that's what 8-11 says about this team.
Apparently, Mitchell Robinson threw some shade at the coaches. So it's not just me. It's not just me, guys.
Mitch in his feelings. Did Mitch get in his feelings? What's he talking?
Let's take a look.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. The Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, is in the chat vibing with the people. Give me a hashtag PE in the chat to salute Chuck. We got over 1,000 people watching right now. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad.
They said that they tagged you in the screenshot, CP.
On what? On Twitter?
That Mitch tweeted and quickly deleted a tweet throwing some shade at the coaches, apparently, and that you were tagged in it.
I don't know. Let me see what the people are talking here. Let me see what the people are talking. Sometimes Mitch just gets in his feelings, man. He throws subliminals out there that nobody's really.
Listen, gonna... I don't.
Yeah, man. These young whippersnappers out here get emotional.
Oh, it said one day they'll let me play. I don't think I was at Tibbs. That was probably maybe at the. I don't know.
One day they'll let me play.
One day they'll let me play. Cryptic messages now from Mitch. Oh.
He went to that locker room quick and got them Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. One day. They'll let me play. What does
Did
that
even
mean?
Shower?
The 3-point shot. That's telling
you. He wants to let it fly,
Jay Ellis. He wants to let it fly. Telling you, Sham God Mitch wants to be unleashed. I'm telling you, man.
I don't know, man. Listen, he had more than his work cut out for him tonight. You know, he had to worry about trying to contain Stifle Tower because he got dominated. Yeah. So. I'm not sure what Mitch is alluding to. He's one that is very high on the subliminals. You know, that young boy energy, JLs. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, and, I can't.
Just say what you can. Just say what you want to say, fam.
Yeah, call Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Decode this for me. I don't know what this means.
But good job by the Twitter sleuths, man. They be on it. My man deleted
they
it. They...
Yo, they called Mitchell the other day.
With the quickie IQ. Stuff, and he deleted it, right?
Yeah, they caught that too.
Oh, man. Whoever got that screenshot, great job by you. Who is this guy?
Listen, Yatsu Sabes, Dimelo, you're going to stop coming at me crazy for coming at Tibbs. I say it how it is. It is what it is. Like,
Johnny John 83. Salute. John. Salute. I mean, look, again, like I said, man, some of it can go on Tibbs for sure. You wanted to know where Rivers was early. A lot of it is just this Jazz team is pretty damn good, man. And you got to be on your A game. You have to be on your A game. You know? Yep. You got to be on your A game. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We got an opportunity to recover. Knicks back in Cleveland on Friday. I feel like we play the Cavs like once a week.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, again?
Yeah, we play the Cavs like once a week. This got to be close to the last one. I don't know. That's three already. Got to be close to the last
three.
One. Yeah,
right? Because it's three this year, not four, because of the shortened season, right?
That's a fact. All right, let me go to the phones real quick. Let's hear for some more people. Let's go to Mike from Yonkers. Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, CP? What's going on, Ash? How you doing, JL? All right. I hope Ashley don't bang it on me. So I'm gonna have to disagree with her on a few things. All right, we got out rebounded 53-44. That's not on Tibbs.
Yep.
Of course.
All right. 24 assists to 15. No ball movement. That's not on Tibbs. Mm. As a defensive unit, we only forced 6 turnovers. That's not on Tibbs. And giving up 17 offensive rebounds, that can't be on Tibbs. You know, no aggression. I mean, we attempted less free throws than they made. That's a no-no. That's a common no-no even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started making adjustments on double-teaming Rivers in the second half, nobody else stepped up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's why
nobody
I didn't like
was
that unit.
To the basket. Nobody could hit open shots. So I can't really put that on Thibs. Now, I will put it on him that he should have rolled out Rivers, you know, so, you know, he missed a few. But I think the lack of pick and roll was killing us, and I think that's where quickly would definitely benefit and Mitch would benefit from. You know, it's just disappointing to see that him starting Burks and Payton at this point. If we're gonna lose, I'd rather lose with quickly and Rivers starting.
Yeah,
I mean that's just the way I see it. And I mean, as far as the culture, I know you mentioned that earlier. We can't outscore nobody, so if there's going to be one aspect of the game that we're going to have to really do well at is defense. We just don't have a lot of guys that play defense that well. That's just what it is. Yeah. Burks was getting cooked on the closeouts. His rotations is bad. It is what it is, but, you know, I'm just respectfully disagreeing on some things that, you know, you had said before, but at this point right now, I feel like her issue was on the rotations, though.
I think you both agreed on that.
I mean, I also didn't put.
I said most of it. Most of this is on Tibbs. If I had to pick someone, I'm going to put most of it. I think the offensive scheme also. There's just no mystery to it. I think eventually the other team figures it out. You know, he's getting beat on the X's and O's, but obviously he's like I said in the beginning. He's not on the court playing. There are shortcomings of the players themselves, but you know, his job as a coach is to put them in a position to win, put them in a position where their offensive scheme puts them in a position to win. And I just think he's falling short of that. But 100% not on him, just a big chunk of it. That's all.
Yeah. But right now, I mean, if we're going to lose, let quickly rock. You know, let him go in there with Mitch and let him go in there with Rivers and let him play. Let him learn.
Yeah.
One of the things about the pick and roll is that it forces you to have to see the second and third level defenders. Let them learn. If we're going to lose, I'd rather lose that way with these guys learning how to play together. Because I'm done with Peyton and I'm done with these other guys. I just can't do it no more.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. I mean, kind of seemed like he was agreeing with you there. But I hear what you're saying. There's a lot of other areas where this game was lost. And especially on the boards. Again, like we said, Stifle Tower crushed them. And as the offense wasn't moving and they were missing shots, the defense fell apart.
Yeah, I think all of it is true. I think it's all of it. I think it's the rebounding, the pick and roll defense, the substitution pattern. I think it's all of it. I think it's all of the above. So I agree and disagree at the same time. I don't know how you know what I mean. Like Ashley was right, but you were also right. All of that is the reason why.
Yeah,
you one reason.
I think it was a bit of everything.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of everything. It's not having the proper players, not having enough shooters. I think we're also undersized in certain positions. That plays a factor in it. Obviously, I think Tibbs is getting out coaching. I think his rotations aren't good. There's a lot of blame to go around. This overall game, obviously, Austin Rivers not starting in the third quarter isn't the sole reason that we lost. Let's be honest. That's not the sole reason. That's a big chunk of, you know, what could have helped keep us in the game. But it's not the sole reason that we lost. Let's just make that very clear.
Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let me salute some of the super chats that came in. Salute to a lot of super chats came in. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Rhyme Animal, as I said, Chuck D is vibing with the people. Wow, a lot of super chats came in. Let me get this going. All right, salute to Ari. Ari says, I'm real tight. Tibbs took Rivers out and didn't put him in sooner. There's no excuse for ever take that man out like that. Other channel name says, lots of positives of a Thibodeau-led team, but there are a few negatives that are really frustrating. In 2 years, Johnny Bryant will be coach. Paul Robinson says, IQ should have played more last game, and he cooled Rivers off this game. Rivers should have had 35 at least. Both these games are on Tibbs. Old Dog says, Ash, I feel you. I'm pissed with this crap I'm seeing. Terrible coaching on Tibbs' behalf, and defense looked trashy. Randall looked lazy. Peyton is garbage. Oof. Oh, dog. Unleashing the fire, Jails.
Not garbage. That's intense.
Michael Parker, number one fan of the show, says the bars have been put back into the windows, so he's all the way back in the house. Oof. What a difference. Dang. Yeah, he's all the way in the house, Jails. He's in the crib. He's not leaving.
Watch 2 weeks from now.
He said the windows are barred.
How much you would have bet? Watch the schedule switch up. And then everybody's going to be in the window again. Like, hey,
everybody's going to be back in. let me get some highlights cooking.
What day is this? Yeah.
Manny the Don X is this game on coach. Had an on-fire river sit for way too long. Ashley's vindicated in here. Super chats are coming in. Michael Parker
Thank
says,
you.
Rotation. He also says trade Kevin Knox, his usual trade Kevin Knox digs Jail. Salute Michael.
Oh man, Michael Parker.
Yeah. Mike Mancave says I would have left Rivers out there in the first half, even though he had three fouls. Tibbs lost the game. The people are speaking tonight. All right, let's go to Reg from Brooklyn. Reg, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Once again, great show. Really appreciate what you guys are doing. A show for the fans and by the fans.
That's a fact.
CP, Ashley, and JL.
Yep.
You guys talked about RJ being frozen out. That was obviously clear, an issue that stems from last year. And I called last week and had a little debate with you guys about Julius Randle being traded or petitioning for Julius Randle to be traded. And I guarantee by All-Star break, or at least before the season ends, you guys will be on the bandwagon to get Julius Randle out of here. This upcoming draft
How much you plan up?
Is scheduled to be is scheduled to be in one of the greatest drafts in NBA history.
Yes.
If you get a first-round pick for Julius Randle, you get him out of here. Open up this offense. Open up this offense. Allow RJ to do his thing. Hopefully Cunningham or Suggs come in here and run the offense like a point guard should. This whole running the offense through Julius Randle, no modern team in their right mind would be running their offense through Julius Randle. I know he looked like Magic Johnson for the first 10 games of the season. We know he's not as bad as he was last year. He's not as good as he was for the first few games of this season. He's somewhere in the middle, but no reasonable team in 2021 is running their offense with through Julius Randle in the low post. Get him out of here. Give RJ his pace and let the young kids run. Play hard. We don't have to tank. Young boys can play hard. If they lose, they lose. Let's go into this awesome 2021 draft with amazing prospects coming out. Trade Julius Randle for a first round pick. That's my pitch for tonight. Thank you guys. I'll listen to your response.
All right, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I feel like we've talked about this so much at length, but at the end of the day, my take is that they're not going to give him away, and it depends on where this first round pick is valued. I don't see them. I don't see a lottery team going to trade a first round pick for Julius in this draft. I don't see that.
Nope.
So now you're talking about a bottom of the first round pick, and you know, where does that get you when they already have the Dallas pick? They already have their own. How much young players you think, if you think your young players right now aren't playing on the Tibbs, how much young, you going to put three more first-round picks in next year's draft? You think all of them are going to play? It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. And there's a good chance they miss the playoffs with Julius in tow and still get in the lottery and get what they need.
Yeah, man, you just got to wait it out. Hey, there's a chance that Dallas can get us a pick.
There's a chance that Dallas is on fire right now, JL, so I love it. Yeah. I love it every minute of the day.
The city is burning.
It's burning.
Exactly. I'm just rolling on. Liking comments.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's
double
it.
Tap. That's double
it. Exactly. Double tap.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, like I said, not to belabor this because we talk about this like every show, but my thing is you listen. If there's a deal for you, you make it. If it's not, you don't rush. And you could still end up where you need to be and picking in the lottery. So just I think it'll play itself out.
Of course. And I know, you know, everyone thinks that JLS and I are like on the Julius Randle, you know, we're the captains of the SS Julius Randle and, you know, we'll go down with the ship. And that's not the case. The case is that we just have the stance and, you know, I'll let, you know, JLS, you know, speak for himself, but it's just of not prematurely doing anything and getting the most bang for your buck. And, you know, the lottery, or rather the draft, always makes me nervous. The lottery even makes me nervous. And I just don't think you have to prematurely do anything. I'm not opposed to trading him. I don't want anyone to think that. I'm just opposed to doing it too soon. And that's always been my take. I don't think it's something we have to rush. I just don't think we're in the position right now where we have to rush something that can hurt us in the long run, because we're not expected to do much this season anyway. Yeah. So if it were a different team and it were a different season, we'd be having a different conversation, but this is where we are now.
Yeah, exactly. And strange as it seems, Julius Randle is part of the development of this young team. Like I was at some stats earlier before. I think it was Macri who was posting some stats. We've all said that Julius Randle makes other players better. Like the numbers actually support that. Every player who played next to Julius Randle this season, offensive rating has gone up by like 10 points when he's on the floor versus when he's off, even Obi. So Julius Randle's playing defense this year. Julius Randle's making people offensively better this year. He's making the team better this year. It's helping our development. So I don't feel like we should be rushing to trade him unless Obi is just really showing out. Or we just get something fair for him. You know
I've been
even
saying it from last year. Like I said, I don't mind if you trade him, but just make it a good deal. There's no giveaways. Yeah. There's no reason to give him away. And I just think it'll all play itself out. All right, let's hear back from the people. Speaking of which, let's go to Ari. Ari, what's going on, man? Sound off, man. I know you're tight right now. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, man. There was a lot. First of all, shout out to Reg from Brooklyn. I agree with a lot of what you said. But that's my take first. I said that first, bro, so just know that. But besides that,
he's always taking credit.
I'm with Ashley tonight 100%. Like, yo, with this Rivers thing, like, imagine a starting pitcher in the sixth inning throwing a perfect game, and then you take him out. Yeah. Like, think about that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, imagine you're like in Mario Kart and you get the gold star thing and like you don't even drive you don't even move. You don't take advantage of it. Like, it just boggles my mind.
I
like,
almost lost my word.
You know what I think is happening? I think Tibbs is overthinking the game. I think he's thinking like, oh, they're doubling him now. I need to get this guy minutes. You know what? I'm going to leave him on the bench early in the third so I could put him in like halfway through the third and I'll let him finish the game so he could end the game. He's trying to play like some 4D chess nonsense when at the end of the day, you never – like, listen, man, he plays – when you're 10 for 10 and you're shooting the way he is, he didn't just have 25 points in a half. He had it in 11 minutes, okay? Yeah. And he took him out
get him back in there fast.
6 minutes left, man. I think,
fast.
In the second quarter.
Do not play.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. That man stays in the game for all 48
Facts.
Minutes
Facts.
If he's shooting like that. You don't take him out at nope. all.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't take him out. You have him shooting during halftime. You have him starting the next game. If he's playing like that, all your normal traditional things go out the window. This is a different situation, man.
Adjust.
You know what I'm saying? And for mm-hmm. him not to see that is just like, it just, this is complete, like, I disagreed, like, with the other caller before. This is 98% on Tibbs. And it's the problem about it is that this is not the first time. I think the last three losses you could put on Tibbs, honestly, on these rotations. And I think the reason was why is because he thinks he's too smart for the game. He thinks he's too clever.
I don't think he's that. It's just it's who he is.
When it just
it's who he is. I appreciate the call. Everybody rate that call in the chat, man. 1 through 5. Rate Ari's call in the chat. I don't think he thinks he's too smart for the game. He's a veteran coach. These guys. It's the same conversation I had with Quentin Richardson. I keep bringing it up because it's the same thing. Steve Clifford gets the same knocks. These guys come from the same coaching tree. They've been in the game for a long time. They stick with their guns. That's just what they do. I agree with Ari, though. You know, when Rivers is that hot, you got to find a way to get him back in there fast, Jails. Fast.
Nah, I agree with you. And that Mario Kart analogy, I loved it.
That was cool. That was
like cool. Using the star.
I'll give him a 5 just for that one. Yeah, it's like you're using the star, not even driving a whip.
He's just like, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
And wait for a timeout. Like, nah, man. Yeah. Mull everybody over.
All right, let me get to run through some more calls back to back, and then we're gonna close with the closer, Justin from St. Louis. Justin, what's going on?
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, man. What's going on, man? What's going on in the Lou?
Yeah, man. Yeah, tonight, man. It was a tough loss, man. Tears, man. I did not like his substitution. We need to get Elfrid Payton out the starting lineup. It's time to either give Quickly a shot, or I heard Nick's interest in D. Rose. It's time to maybe bring him back. We just need to change their lineup. And then Burks needs to come off the bench. He's too ball dominant. He doesn't get the team going at all. And that just needs to stop. I just feel like it needs to be Randall and Barrett show. And Mitch needs to stop the little kid. Just stay focused on this game, man. That's really where I got all. I'll listen to what you guys got to say, though.
Okay. So salute to everybody in St. Louis, man. We got fans in St. Louis, Shale. Let's salute to the Mo.
Salute.
That's not even our guy from the Mo, man. That's another guy. I forgot my guy's from the Mo name. Forgot.
Mm.
He's a supporter, though. RJ. Would love to see him get a chance again to orchestrate, man. That Golden State game was a classic example. He was in his bag. You know, and you saw one opportunity in the fourth where he gets through the lane, he gets through the middle,
yep,
whips a pass to the corner, and who's sitting there? It's Peyton. And you're just like, yes, yes, no. You sink down in your seat because you know damn well that's not going in. I think he found Peyton for 2 3-point opportunities in that fourth quarter, and he's just not getting it done, man. I'd like to see them have Burks in that situation, as you said, JLs, and get the ball in RJ's hands more so he can really affect the game.
Yeah, I feel like they do it in spurts, and I feel like I do feel like they're trying a little bit more, but I do feel like they should have lost, especially today. Today, especially when, you know, things were going cold and we needed a bucket. And, you know, he's still having a pretty decent game. I think he should have went through RJ for sure and have him be a playmaker out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Conley was locking down IQ today. He didn't have it. Elfrid Payton, you know, Elfrid Payton is Elfrid Payton. Randall didn't have it. So Austin Rivers was shut down. I think it definitely was time for RJ to get a crack at it.
Yeah, 100%, man. We just heard from Justin's from St. Louis. Everybody in the chat, throw your cities in the chat, man. Where are you guys checking in from? Let us know where you're tuning in, and we'll shout you guys out. This is number one show for the fans by the fans. Knicks post-game live, CP in the building. We got Ashley Moss in the building. We got my man JLs from the Nick of Time show. Make sure to hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Hit that like button for sure.
Can I say every time I see Peyton hit the court, I'm just like,
it's debilitating.
Like, it's debilitating. Every time I see him come in, I'm like, why are we here again?
Oh my God.
He gets off the court and Tibbs brings him back in after just being on the bench for 5 minutes. Oof. I'm like, why are we here again? Like, it's just, it hurts my soul.
Fan base is desperate. Then I see them on Facebook, JLS. They trying to say that he broke COVID protocol. They had his snitching to get
this man out of here.
Rolling. It was a joke. It was a joke. And I didn't want to like retweet it because I didn't want to, you know, start no But people was so desperate. They talking about, I seen him at the club breaking protocol. Get Peyton out of here.
I mean,
it's a cold world. It's a cold world, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. I want to shout out, salute to some people checking in. Salute Nick Fury, Queens on the check-in. What's going on? Kieran Bajwa checking in from St. Louis. So St. Louis is in there heavy.
Yeah.
We got Bernard Williams checking in, 305 Miami.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, shout out my guy Luan Williams checking in from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Luan, appreciate the support, man. Definitely holding us down. Ashley, you want to shout out in the chat?
Shout out Daniel Morelli from Brazil.
Brazil. Okay, no doubt.
Brazil. Shout out to Darius Webb from Newark. Shout out to Nick Fury. You said Nick Fury, I think, already. Yeah, shout out to Chris, let me say, CRCA, North Korea.
Oh, cool. he's got internet out there. Okay. They let that man watch the post-game show. Okay.
Shout out to him and shout out to everybody in the chat, especially all the international watchers.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Manny F, H-Town in the building. Shout out to H-Town, man. All right, a couple more calls and then we'll wrap. I'm going to go to two more calls and we'll wrap. Let's go to Florida. D from Tampa, what's going on? Hello?
Sorry, hold on.
Wait, what's up, guys? You telling us? Hold on. Yo, what's going on, bro? Just take it off speakerphone and go ahead and get settled.
I'm sorry. I'm down in Florida. I'm killing a lizard, so. I called in the wrong time.
I was just calling
because I just wanted to, like, kind of what everyone else was saying. That they were just, I watched some of the tape back in the third and fourth quarter. If you watch, they froze RJ out for, like, that, for the two quarters. And I think maybe in those two quarters, I think I counted about 7 actual positive touches he had. They had to make his own offense. And it's just crazy when he's in the game and Julius and even Alec Burke today, just like wouldn't even look at him. It's crazy.
Yeah. Again, like we said, man, appreciate the call, man. Like we said, go ahead and get to them lizards, man. Go ahead, bro.
They're tricky little things.
Yeah. My man's crocodile hunting going on in Tampa right now, bro. We just said, you know, with Burks, it's a double-edged sword with having Burks out there, you know. Some nights you need his offense, especially when Bullock isn't cooking. But then it presents another ball dominant player, not too dominant, but a guy that's a high usage player that's going to impact RJ's touches. So Tibbs and the staff got to get to the drawing board. Burks has been out for a while. Remember that. Burks has been out for a while. So he's got to get back into the swing of things and they got to build their chemistry. He really hasn't built much chemistry with this lineup yet.
Yeah, and it was kind of easier for him to kind of do his thing when he was in his second year, when there's not that many ball dominant players. You have IQ, you know, who can run the offense, and everybody else is kind of like get your touches where you can, you know. Obi's picking and popping, posting sometimes with more pick and pop, pick and roll, and getting some offensive rebounds. And then you can just, and Knox is the same thing, he's just a spot up shooter. So Burks works there. You were hoping it would work with the first unit, but like you said, the usage rate is kind of high.
Yeah.
That might be a coaching thing to try to figure out where to get his touches at, or, you know, might be something to think about while Reggie Bullock is still out with the injury.
True. True. True story, man. All right, let's get to the closer. Let's get to the closer, man. We've had a lot of calls, a lot of emotion flying around. We gotta get things in order, man. You know what? Let me hear from this guy, because this guy called in two nights in a row, and I didn't get to him. Let me get to El Pedio from Dominican Republic. Let's go to the DR, man. It's a little nippy up here in New York. It's been snowing. El Pedio, what's going on, bro?
What's up, everybody? I hope you can hear me. I know it snowed today in New York, right?
Yeah, it's snowing up here, man. It's snowing, today. Bro.
I gotta go get laundry in the snow.
Yeah. But I just want my quick thoughts. Real quick, just when do you think we're going to see Obi at the five? I feel like this road trip was a great opportunity to see Obi play the five, and we didn't get a chance to see that. And another quick question for you guys. I wonder if it's possible if you could look up the Knicks win-loss record when Burks plays. Thank you guys for everything, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. When Burks came back on the Golden State game, right? But he went out early. Did he even start the season, the regular season? I got it. Let's go. Let's check.
No, he did start the regular season. He shot 60%, 7% from three for the first two games.
Right, first two games. Yeah.
Then he went out.
Then he got hurt. I thought, he got hurt after game two, I think, right?
Yeah. Let's check this out right here. We got it open. Salute to El Pedio, JL. Let's checking in from DR. He called a couple times, man. Couldn't get him in. So salute to him. I think he just wanted to flex. He's like, oh, it's snowing up there in New York. I was like, yeah, man, it's snowing. Oh, he's still on the line. My fault. just talking a little trash. All good.
We don't need that reminder.
All right, so let's see this with Burks. Burks, I don't like ESPN's layout, man. What's going on with this? All right, here we go. Alec, what? Yeah, this is not... It's not letting me be too great right now. I'd like to be on the fly. We need a research guy on Knicks Fan TV. I need like Stat Boy. You know what I'm saying? Now they got. Like,
oh,
stat
no,
boy,
I got you. I got you. So
yeah, we need like Stat Guy, man. Alec Burks. What's the Knicks record when Alec Burks plays?
Oh, the Knicks record. He wants to break the record with Alec Burks.
Yeah. The season started what? December what? The 23rd. Okay, so he did play. He played the
first two games.
The Indy game, Philly and Milwaukee. That's two L's and a W. So that's 1-2 in the month of December. And then January now. Okay, so they are 2-5 in the games that he played. Three of which were on the road this past road trip. So he only played three games in December. And four games in January. So they're 3-5. Two and five. 2-5. Two wins, five losses when Burks plays. So you need more sample size. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been a positive, even a net positive in most of those games.
Yeah.
This is his second negative game, if that means anything to you.
Yeah, man.
Losing record, but like you said, you know, bigger
need more
sample size.
Yeah,
a little bit more sample sizes, guys.
Yeah, and then as far as the Obi at the five, I have no idea, man. I have no idea. It wasn't going to be tonight against Gobert. They weren't going to put him out there against Gobert or even Favors. You know, Favors has held down the Jazz defense with a second unit as well. He's got to pick your spots, man. But I don't think those opportunities.
Not tonight. Gobert was catching rebounds without jumping over Mitch.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. All right, because Mitch has go gadget arms, and Gobert was just
not go gadget.
He just was able to stand straight up like got it.
What a throwback!
Man. Salute, gadget. Man. If you guys know about babies, Inspector Gadget in the chat, baby, man, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Yeah,
go gadget.
That was the joint, man. J Boogie knows the time. J Boogie knows about Inspector Gadget, bro. What's going on, man? How you feeling?
What's good with the team, man? I know it's a tough night, but I still got to ask and let everybody know. I hope everybody doing good, staying healthy and safe, man. Realize to keep washing your hands, keep that mask on, man. Protect yourself, protect your home. So that thing is still out there, right? I'm going to get right into it. It's a few things that I see what's going on that's wrong with our team. First thing first, let me start with RJ. RJ, you're the face of our team. He's the face of our team. He just got to develop some more things, you know what I'm saying, to better his game. But until you start fussing them guys out on our team, you can't have full leadership. See, them guys, when they start freezing them out and he's shooting 7 for 11, it's time for you to go inside the huddle and be like, yo, give me the ball. Yeah. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? He needs to learn how to motivate the players and tell them what's going on. This is his team.
You got to take over
and
take the rings.
RJ's downfall. He is not speaking up on the court. You know what I'm saying? So nobody knows who to follow. Second thing, Randall, you are out of control now. Your finesse game is completely gone. You're straight playing ball. I don't know, is it because King Kong and Godzilla get ready to get it on? You want to just run over everybody? No, dude. Get back to your finesse game, man. That's when we was up and rocking, man. All this bully ball and you out of control and still wilding at the referees? No, man. Get back to the beginning when people was looking at you as an all-star, when people was like looking at you as the most improved player. You surely went down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay? Now I'm going to jump on the Tibbs. I don't know what was said at halftime of that locker room, but I guess everybody thought we won. Shout out to Chuck D. He said it best. We lost the 7th and 8th quarter of this series and wind up losing this game. We only lost 2 quarters of Utah and lost the whole game. Shout out to Chuck for saying that on the chat. And shout out to Chuck saying, thank God nobody on our team has caught COVID. All right? But Tom, you got to start making adjustments, man. You don't completely told us a bald-faced lie. You don't been out the game for a little bit. You've been talking to other coaches, and you've been learning this and learning that and feel like you can adapt to do different situations. You're not doing none of that. Rivers was supposed to start the 3rd quarter, man. I don't care who you like in your lineup. That man was supposed to start the 3rd quarter. You got to ride the hot hand. You're not making the proper adjustments. Once again, Rudy was killing us. Rudy went out with 8 minutes left in the 4th quarter, and they went small ball and ran away with the game, and you kept Mitch and Randall out there. You're not making the proper adjustments, man. Please, man. Please make the adjustments, man. Please, you got to, man. Realize what's going on and make the proper adjustments. That's how we're going to move forward. It's like you're back to plan A that didn't work, so you don't have a plan B nor C. We ain't even going to worry about none of that deal. All right? I'm back on quickly. Mike Conley, yeah, he did his thing on quickly. But I'm not mad at Conley doing this thing on quickly. He's supposed to bust that young dude up, man. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, let him get bust up and let him learn. Stop putting Peyton out there. What you got Peyton out there for? He's not going to help us in 2021-22 season, 2022-23 season. He's not even going to be nowhere on the roster. So let the young man get in there and take his lumps. Let him get in there and take his bruises. Let his face get swollen up, man. When you used to fight back in the day and a bully was out there and the one you were scared of, you wouldn't fight him, and your moms or your dad told you, you going outside, you going to fight. I don't care if you get beat up, man. Put him in that game and let him get beat up, because it's only going to learn him how to have heart and have his pride and his respect later on down the line. I don't want to hear nothing about no Peyton, none of that, man. Get these dudes up out of the way, man. Y'all all in the way of holding that back. Back in the days, I used to go see Rod Strickland and Mark Jackson when they both played in New York, and they was playing in Nassau County, and that's where they used to practice at back then. Rod Strickland used to give Mark Jackson a business, but they would never put him in that lineup. That's why Rod Strickland was mad. He was like, yo, I know I'm from New York, but get me up out of here, man. I ain't saying quickly want to get up out of here, but quickly deserved that spot, man. We keep giving it to Peyton, man. So what, man? This man Rivers was out here on fire on Kobe day. Kobe, you remember what Kobe did to Utah? His last game of the the year, may he rest in power, man. May GG rest in power. Maybe may everybody that was on that team rest in power, man. You know what I'm saying? We all salute Miss Kobe and all that. But, man, that man was out there on fire against Utah, and you set him down, man. You gave him the ice bucket. You turned him into a refrigerator, man. From a refrigerator to a freezer, man. He ain't had no coat out there. It's cold. Y'all talking about it snowing up there, man. Man, Tibbs are starting to piss me off, man, for real. Because I don't think he know what he's doing, man. I know what Mark Jackson would have done if he would have had that young boy. You think that young boy got that floater? Now, Mark Jackson would have gave him that real teardrop floater, man. I know what Mark Jackson would have did. He would have switched up, gang. Yeah, I'm switching up everything. Because if we make the wrong choice, I'm going to be highly upset. That man needs to start doing something different on that sideline, man. Realize you in New York. It's serious. The Daily News, the Post, MSG Network, ESPN, Knicks fan base. Yeah, we all here. We all here watching you, man. You got eyes on you, man. You need to get that situation right, man. I'm telling you right now, man. Peace and love to all y'all, man. But we ain't going to stop fighting, man. But we went 1-3, man. We was 13. That's Ray Williams. Y'all don't know nothing about Ray Williams. He played in the backcourt with Michael Ray Richardson.
Of course,
We went 1-3, and we should have came out 500, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm heated and disgusted. Not because we lost, but the way we lost, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gone, man. Once again, I'm waking up everybody in my family, man. Y'all got me pissed off early in the morning, man. I got to go to work early, man. Let's love y'all. Peace, man.
Peace, bro.
Peace. And the peace. Church. Says.
Amen. You just listen, man. When he's gone, you just let him go, J. Ellis. You know what I'm saying? You just let him go. He's our spirit animal. He speaks for the people.
When I die, I want to come back reincarnated in the book.
Salute to J. Boogie, man. A lot of passion in that one. Oh man, and then he tied it up with the Kobe tribute, man. I like that.
And
I like
all wrapped in one.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he turned from a freezer to a refrigerator.
Facts.
Put that man on ice. I like when he says "man." I don't know why. Put that man on the
fives going across the board. Salute to J Boogie, man. Salute to J Boogie.
Someone said I fought the Holy Spirit. That's right.
That's a fact. Salute to him. But yeah, you know, going forward, we got to see how this Julius thing takes flight. You know, definitely look like past couple of games, Sacramento game, this game, the Portland game, kind of like he got taken out of the game, you know, frustrated by the lack of calls. And then everything flows, you know, through him. He is the leader right now. J Boogie wants RJ to be that guy. It's Julius's team, for better or worse. So he has to lead by example on the court and on the court. So
absolutely.
Hopefully a better performance Friday against Cleveland, J. Let's go ahead and wrap up, man.
So, I mean, despite the loss, great show, guys. All right. See you back at regular times. I'm gonna miss my little evening naps at 7:30 for the game. But it'll be good to have a regular schedule program again. So you know what? Definitely check out the Nick of Time show on YouTube at our youtube.com/time show. I'm recording the pod with our guys. I'm also checking on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher as well. Also follow us on all social media. That is the KOT show on Twitter, the Nick of Time show on Instagram, and the Nick of Time show on Facebook as well. Also, you got to check out the blog at nickoftimeshow.com, catch the merch, and read the blogs as well. All right? That is all. Back to UCP and Ash.
Yes, sir. Ash, go ahead and close out. Good show.
So, as usual, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ashley Nicole. CP and I are almost ready to share with you what we have been working on, and we think you'll really like it. Some people may feel intimidated by it, but those people don't matter. And we also have two really cool interviews coming for you guys next week. Maybe we might announce it over the weekend on the show. I don't know, but definitely stay tuned for that, because I think, you know, New York is really going to appreciate the vibe.
It's going to be some good vibes for sure. It's going to be some good vibes. Got an action-packed week next week. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Sure. Tough loss, man. Knicks fall in Utah 108-94. But keep the conversation rolling, man. Leave us some comments after the show in the video. You can join us on Discord as well. TM, just throw the Discord link in there. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You see it at Knicks Fan TV. Remember, this show is also available in audio podcast format, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Stitcher. No reason to miss it. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in once again. Let me make sure I didn't leave out any super chats that came in. Mike's Man Cape said, I would have left Rivers out there in the first half, even though he had three fouls. Tibbs lost that game. Adrian Morales says, why would you sit the hot hand? Was he coaching the Jazz tonight? The team went into the half with high energy for teams to squander it. Why? All the super chats with the venom tonight. Johnny Grayson says, can someone tell Tibbs he has Elfrid Payton, not Gary Payton? Stop pretending.
Oh, yo,
yo, they're going in. They are going in right now. That's not me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just reading the joints. Stop pretending he's an all-world defender. KG is the man. Nice name. He says, RJ's known Kobe, RIP. But imagine players icing a guy like that out. He has to grab the reins. That's what Jay Boogie said. He's got to grab the reins. Got to take it over. This is his team. A lot of super chats in there. Chuck D, Rhyme Animal, says it's called consistency. Yeah, the lack of it throws coaching into a Russian roulette scenario. Add injuries, it's a confusion. Tough loss. Tough loss. Johnny Grayson says, you see that Mitchell Robinson tweet? Yeah, we did. Saw that. Appreciate you for sending it. It was Johnny that sent it. So appreciate Johnny. Good sleuthing work. I don't know what it means, man, but Mitchell be all right. Illy Gilly says that second half hurt. Much love. Let's go Knicks. Paul Robinson, Julius is young and better than RJ. NYK fans, chill. BX Mike says, show Knox's rookie year film. Attacking, dunking, aggressive. What's with this dude? We got to put the APB out on Kev now, guys. You know, corner boy Kev is now missing.
I kept saying, ever since we gave him props for being the number one corner three shooter in the NBA, ever since he announced it to the league, he just disappeared.
Ever since we called him Corner Boy Kev, he's been off the block.
Yeah.
he's been off the block. He's at home watching Inspector Gadget, man.
Right, exactly. Right before the streetlights come on. He's like, I'm done with this.
We need Kev out there, man. Come on.
Max, get on the block again.
Will Gramota says, what do you expect to do with a bunch, tips to do with a bunch of non-shooters on the floor? We have to wake up. We knew what we had coming in. Can't get too high, too low. Yeah, but listen, you watch every game for them to win, and they had a 15-point lead. You want to see them finish the job. But we know long-term what this team is about. BX Mike 16 says a real point guard is needed and will fix a lot of problems. Chuck D the Rhyme Animal, we got to deliver unsympathetic smash on the Wizards. Heavy duty protocol.
Yeah.
No hugs or goodwill either.
Facts.
Ali stare downs.
All business.
All business, man. And a couple more. Brian H says bench Peyton. And Fat Boy with the kick says, lost his comment. Let's see. Fat Boy says, I lost his comment, but Fat Boy, definitely appreciate the super chat. Always appreciate your support. We'll be back Friday, man. Knicks versus Cavs. Let's get back on the road. 8-11. Get back on this winning road. They're 8-11 right now. So let's see. But thanks everybody for tuning in. We out of here, man. Peace.